You're listening to the Market Your Message podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping message-driven coaches become recognized thought leaders who make more impact and income by sharing their stories and skills. I'm your host, Niala Thorpe, and I'll be your guide to mastering, marketing, and monetizing your unique message. Each week, I share with you techniques and tools to turn your overcomplicated business into the right structure, strategy, and system that'll catapult your results and position you for prosperity. Are you ready? Let's jump in.
As coaches, we're in the business of transformation, whether we're transforming other people's lives, their health, their businesses, whatever it is, we're in the business of transformation. But as you aim to hit that six-figure mark, what's going to happen is you're going to find yourself being swamped with back-to-back sessions, you know, growing your own business, mastering marketing, trying to balance work, family, all the things. And so I want you to know that the key to really thriving in the midst of chaos is having stellar time management. And so that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode. We're going to talk about time management mastery for aspiring six-figure coaches. Now, before we jump in, it's important that I take a moment to let you know all about our Plan to Profit experience. Every year, we set aside time to take some special entrepreneurs through our Plan to Profit blueprint. This is where we plan your ideal schedule for the entire year. We plan out your programs, your promotional calendar, your content, as well as your profit plan. One of the things that one of my clients always say, and I love it, she says, if you do not have a plan, then you're already off task. And it's very true. And so if you are someone who wants to have the blueprint to plan your most profitable year in 2024, then I'd love to invite you to the Plan to Profit experience. You can get all that information in the description of this episode. So let's jump on in. We're talking about time management mastery for aspiring six-figure coaches. And so the first tip is you really want to begin with boundaries. Coaches are notorious for being generous with their time, often to a fault. At the end of the day, we are servant leaders at heart. And so we really just want to help people. But establishing firm boundaries is important. And it's not just a nod to self-care. It's the cornerstone of productivity. So you want to define your working hours and stick to them. You want to make it clear to your clients when you are and aren't available. And this one is big. Resist the urge to reply to emails or messages outside of these times. I'm laughing a little bit because this was one of the ones that it was hard for me to master, but it's very important. And it's not that you do not want to be available for your clients, but you want to be at your best when you are available. And that means that you're going to want to begin with boundaries. The second thing is prioritize monetization. So every task on your to-do list is not created equal. So you want to prioritize your tasks based on urgency, but also the impact of your profitability. So ask yourself, is what I'm doing right now taking me closer to my financial goals? If the answer is no, then it may be time to reassess how you're spending your hours. One of the tools that we use is called the Eisenhower Matrix. This is where you're able to distinguish between what's urgent, what's important. And this allows you to focus on activities that directly contributes to your revenue. We actually go deep into the Eisenhower Matrix in the first workshop for the Plan to Profit experience. That's mastering your productivity without the overwhelm. We also make sure that we cover this in our Plan to Profit physical planners. That's how important it is for you to master your time management if you want to become more profitable. Now, the next thing is automating your admin. This one is big. In the digital age, there's a plethora of tools at your disposal to automate your admin, from scheduling to client follow-up. There's an app or a service that can handle it for you. Not only does this free up your mind for high-value work, but it also ensures that you don't get bogged down in the administrative quicksand. And this one is big again, especially when you're a solopreneur, because it's like, you really don't have help. You feel like you have to get all this stuff done. But the truth is, if you would just, you know, be vulnerable enough, accept that, okay, I don't know everything right now, and then be voiceful about it, right? So go in the communities, like our community, for example, ask the questions, because you only know what you know. And there are tools and services that can help you automate a lot of the things that you think you may have to hire for, okay? And then that takes me to the next one. Hiring, right? So you want to delegate to elevate. So as you get towards that six-figure mark, remember, you don't have to do it alone. Effective delegation is the hallmark of a smart coach. Whether it's hiring a virtual assistant or collaborating with other professionals to handle different areas of your business, delegating becomes very, very important when it comes to increasing your productivity and your profitability. Now, I like to tell my clients to start small, right? Start small, start with one VA. Another thing that's smart when it comes to delegating is start with delegating tasks that can make you money. Like, for example, getting someone who's a lead generation expert or someone who can close sales for you, right? Let's say you're not great at closing sales, then that would be a very smart hire, right? So delegate to elevate. Now, this next one might, you know, touch you a little bit. And that is the sacred of no. Especially as women, we struggle with no. One of the most potent tools in your time management arsenal is the word no. Overcommitting is a pitfall for us coaches. Spreading yourself too thin dilutes the quality of your work, and it leads to frustration, overwhelm, and burnout. Saying yes to everything, especially something that's non-essential, it takes away from your work-life balance as well as your business growth. And so learning how to have discernment and say no when you can't do something is very important. The next one is systematize your success. So creating systems and processes may seem like a chore now, but it's an investment to your future sanity. Systematizing your coaching methods, your client and onboarding, even your content creation saves you time in the long run, and it ensures a consistent quality of service that your clients will begin to appreciate. One of the things that I know I'm big on is systematizing my content creation, you know, because being able to knock out a whole lot of content in one day is very valuable to my business. But I would not be able to do that in one day. You know, sometimes we get 100 videos done in one day. I wouldn't be able to do that if I did not have streamlined processes to actually prep, plan, and produce my content, okay? This is one of the topics that we're going to be covering in workshop 3. So again, Plan the Profit Experience is a series of 4 workshops. And the first workshop, which is happening November 29th, we'll be planning out your productivity. So this is your ideal schedule where we talk about the time management. On December 6th, we will plan your program. So every single program you plan on launching, we'll map all of that out. On December 13th, which is the third workshop, we'll be focused on planning your promotion. So this is where we'll map out your promotional calendar. And then, like I was saying, your content creation. So this is where you're going to learn my content marketing machine, where you can be omnipresent without having to always be present by making sure that you have the right systems and processes in place. And then in our last workshop, we will talk about plan your profitability. So that's where we look at the numbers, your projections, get very clear on where you are and what numbers you need to hit to be able to reach your sales goals in 2024. So again, if you are, maybe you missed it in the beginning of this episode, I want to give you an opportunity or a second invitation to check out the Plan a Profit Experience. And then the last tip that I have for you is you want to time block. So this is another one of our productivity systems or frameworks that we love to use. You know, so time blocking is literally about allotting specific chunks of time to different activities that allows you to manage your day, but also have extreme focus, okay? It's uninterrupted intervals in your work. And this stuff really drives profitability. And so if you know that there's like a program that you've been looking to launch, event that you want to do, maybe you want to start pitching yourself to corporations, whatever it is, and you have been like so busy and you cannot find the time to do it, this will be one of those strategies that you want to use. Because let's say that you want to, for 2024, and this is just an example, let's say that next year you want to be able to pitch yourself to at least 10 corporations or events each week. And you've been saying you wanted to do this for years now, and you haven't been able to pin down the time so you can, you know, get and break into the speaker world. Well, using time blocking will help you get that done. So if you time block, even if it was 20 minutes a week, right, just for pitching, and you did nothing else but pitching in that 20 minutes, you'll see how many people you could pitch at the end of a month by utilizing time blocking, okay? So I want you to remember, effective time management isn't about squeezing more hours into your day. It's about optimizing the hours you have to balance the scales between your thriving coaching business and your own well-being. So use these tips. Watch your productivity soar and watch your coaching business grow towards that six-figure mark faster than you think. All right. Okay. Here's to mastering our days one well-managed minute at a time. I'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening all the way to the end of the show. Your support means the world to me. Did you know that we have an awesome squad on Facebook called the Female Coaches Society? Yes. And we're all about community, collaboration, and connection. Visit us on Facebook at joinmeala.com. If you're loving the podcast, show us some love by rating and leaving us a quick 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast. It helps more people just like you find the show. Until next week, remember, you are the missing ingredient. Now get back out there and start shaking things up. You've got this.